Kia ora and good morning to Dave Simpson and Robin Wilkinson from the pit. Kia ora and good morning.
Kia ora.
Now, just get nice and close to that, Robin. Now, from the pit, just give us a bit of background. It is an annual photography exhibition, which was founded a few years ago, 2019, by you, Dave. And the idea was to showcase New Zealand music photographers, and the exhibition is typically held throughout New Zealand Music Month.
Yep.
And what are the prereqs, and how's it all curated, and how does it come together?
Yeah, so we put out a call each year for images, and so the criteria is it has to be New Zealand photographers, mm-hmm. New Zealand-based photographers taking pictures of New Zealand artists in New Zealand venues.
Yes.
And it's a really celebration of New Zealand music and the photography, the art of photography, really. So this year we've got 59 photographers and 102 images, and then we pull that together into a 10-minute long video. Mm-hmm. We've got a soundtrack with three amazing New Zealand artists, and it's just a celebration of New Zealand music and creativity. The key thing is it's always a sort of recent, so these are images from within the last 2 years, so it's almost like a document that we pull together each mm-hmm. year, sort of snapshot of what's going on in there.
What inspired you to start from the pit?
Well, there's always a sort of group of photographers meeting in you know, almost every show you go to, there's a photographer around, mm-hmm. and we're sort of a bit of a community that we were pulling together, and it seemed to be putting all this work into taking photos of shows, and those images, they might go on social media, but they're kind of almost forgotten about almost. I mean, obviously, if you're featured in it, it's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. But they'd be on in Instagram, Facebook, and then they'd be almost sort of forgotten. So yes. The idea was to kind of pull it together and kind of capture a record of what we're doing. And we work with the audio culture people, amazing work that they're
Gareth
doing.
Gareth Shute has done a wonderful piece, and there's some amazing photos in there. Exactly. You know, like good friend of mine, Pete Surf from Surf Friends. There's a Surf Friends photo on there, and I'm like, oh, that would be one to have on the, you know, just like I can imagine as, you know, like in the band, just a nice photo to have, like on the mantelpiece at home, you know, they're amazing photos.
I took that photo actually, the one where he's jumping in the air.
Yeah,
so Pete's amazing, and that band, I just love photoing. So that was the thing, to kind of capture all of this work that we're all doing, the range of bands, and then pull it all together, and also trying to create a bit of a community for us photographers, because it can be a bit lonely when you're out there, especially if you're new coming into the scene, and people outside of Auckland as well, making sure that they kind of feel connected, and just celebrating each other's work, really, because all of us, often there's multiple people standing next to each other taking pictures of the same show. In effect, we're kind of in competition with each other, because we're shooting for different magazines, different outlets, and we're all trying to get, you know, the shot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, actually, I think we celebrate the awesome shots that each other's gets, and you know, we look forward to seeing what each of us have got.
Is there a bit of a community around From the Pit? How did you come to work for them, Robin?
Yeah, absolutely. I first noticed it last year. They were running some of the exhibitions in the local libraries, so I got to see some of the photos showing there. And I had recently started kind of communicating more with other music photographers in the region at that time. So I was sitting there like kind of watching the slideshow going, oh, I know that person, and I know that person too. So it was quite cool having that experience, being able to see friends both as photographers and musicians in that slideshow. And then I think I had met Dave once or twice beforehand, but I hadn't connected the dots that he was one of the founders for it. And I think we got talking at a show a couple of weeks later, and I was like, oh, this, you did that, cool. So then by the time this time came around, I knew that I could enter it. And yeah, it's been really great.
Were there any particular shows that you captured on your camera that were really great in the last couple of years that, you know, was some of the work that ended up being exhibited?
I have Jack Bromwich playing in the Whammy Bar in this year's From the Pit one. So Whammy Bar is a great venue to shoot in. It was the first time I'd shot in it. I think I quite like the lights in the ceiling. I felt like that was very atmospheric.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've got an image of Tammy Nielsen, and she's always just amazing.
So
she's just like, and for me, it's those artists who are just totally in the moment. People like Reb Fountain, who just like they're living the music, or you know, those final she had shows. They're just, you know, incendiary. It's that, but at the same time, you get really just lovely, quiet kind of moments, like or quieter, more reflective. So Phoebe Rings were playing at Real Groovy Friday before, mm-hmm. and that was just, you know, really lovely just to be in the moment. So whatever the music kind of chaos is happening.
Yes.
I always think when we go to a show and we're photoing it, even if it's music you wouldn't naturally go and see yourself. There's a reason that there's a room full of people, or even just a small group of people, and there's a reason that they're there, and there's a reason that the musicians are kind of creating the music they are, and you've got to kind of just tune into it and get sort of swept up and then try and capture what's kind of going on in that space. So that, to me, that's the excitement. And again, that's one of the reasons for doing From the Pit as well, focusing on New Zealand music, is because often as photographers, you want to photo those big, huge international Dua Lipa's in town, or Elton John, those kind of people. We all kind of want to shoot those big names to get them on the portfolio. But for me, maybe even more of the excitement's in finding that little band, like you mentioned, Surf Friends, but them playing in Flying Out record store, jumping off the record crates. You're just like, well, that's that's kind of memory. Or the Golden Geese playing, wearing geese on the heads. Those kind of moments. It's just that when you stumble upon it, you go, this is what this is what creativity is about. This is a moment.
How do you approach the curation or selection for an exhibition like From the Pit?
Yeah, I mean, it is a challenge, and it's been awesome. Each year we get more and more people sending in their work because people want to be part of what we're doing, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But it does come with challenges. So there's a little group of us, there's five of us on the committee. We go through all of the images that have been sent in, and we try and get at least one image from everyone who's put something in, subject to it, obviously sort of quality. And then we look for sort of themes. We don't want, 100 images of She-Had or whatever the thing might be. There's a few artists who come through, and there's obviously great to photo, so they're often highly featured. We want a really good mix, and so we do that. And it's been awesome actually over the last few years, getting little pictures of little folk bands playing in a little church somewhere in the middle of nowhere, to backyard parties through to the giant kind of arena.
Backyard party, can't go past one of those.
Exactly, and they're the moments. You see that's that's where the little band's starting. That's going to be global. So yes, we really try and get a real mix of different genres, different artists, different photographers, and it's not about the established photographers. It's really as long as you were there sort of on an official capacity, so you're shooting for the band or the venue or for, and you should give a shout out to people like 13th Floor and Red Raven News and I mean, like the people, the blogs who else do we shoot for? There's lots of...
I got to shoot for BFM the other week. That was quite good.
Excellent. Was that down at Fancy New Band?
Paroa Brewing. So that was quite exciting. And often, shooting on behalf of the band, that's always really nice, being able to share the work directly with someone. That's really lovely.
And we learn a ton of, like we go, are they really, who is this band? And then we go researching, they are a New Zealand band. They might be new, or they might be just, we get people from, school, college, right through to older folks like myself who've been doing this for a while.
Now, what role do you think live music photography plays in documenting and shaping New Zealand music culture?
You work at the library.
I do work at the library. From the Pit has brought up some great conversations with some of my colleagues about preserving music history and I have as someone who's quite new to the scene, you're kind of in your head, it's kind of this is just kind of for social media and for artists to use promotionally. But particularly with local artists, it's history in the making. It is stuff that my colleagues in the research department will probably want to hang on to for years to come and have in their archives. It's documenting history, which is a really cool way to think of it when you're shooting, particularly as I said, local bands.
That little moment that happened for a few seconds yesterday in 10, 20 years is just going to be like a pivotal kind of part of our history, our musical history. You look back and you think of those little bands which have got, evolved from all sorts of different people, and they've gone off and done their amazing things. If you captured that at the beginning, that's really exciting.
Rad. Now, where can people see the photos that are in this year's From the Pit?
So go to fromthepit.co.nz. That's our website. That's got, you can actually see the 10-minute video, and there's a 30-second sort of hectic version of it on there as well. It's outside Spark Arena on their big screens out there. When there's not a show on, I think if there's a show on, they use it for other things. There's a few giant posters in Q Theatre at the moment, and there's a few in Real Groovy as well. As you go up the escalators around that glass wall, they've put up some pictures from there
fantastic.
As well.
And if people want to get involved next year?
Yeah, so keep an eye on the website. There's a mailing list you can sign up to. Also on the website, which just gone live this morning, is some tutorials, a tutorial on editing photos. Often you end up with 1,000 photos once you've shot a show, so how do you quickly get it down rather than spending hours and hours editing? So hopefully some tips. So that's all, again, part of what we're trying to do is sort of put on a few events and learning exercises as well. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Dave, and thank you, Robin, for coming in. From the Pit. .co.nz. Go check it out, people, and all the best.
Awesome. Thanks for having us along.
Thank you.